This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you would like to discuss. There are other things in the news worth talking about. Apple announcing a kind of a big deal, and Google following suit on adding some security, some encryption to their phones. That's kind of cool. And then other things in the news include an ISIS video, another ISIS video. You've heard of the beheading videos. This one, no one gets beheaded. This is a non-beheading video.
Oh.
It's actually one of their prisoners in the orange shirt giving a statement, just a statement. He's talking. Apparently ISIS is planning on releasing a series of videos giving their perspective on things. Because they're tired from what they say here. And we can play the audio later if we have time, but the ISIS folks are tired of being maligned in the mainstream media, and so they want to put their own propaganda out there. And so we'll give their side of the story here in a little bit. Your calls come first. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, I want to get back. Lucas actually held on through the break from Raleigh listening to Talk Radio 850. I want to bring him back on here. But first, there was some discussion amongst the co-hosts,
yeah.
Lauren, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl. You were making some sort of statement about the allies, and you were using terms that made it sound like they were our allies, but I've never been in
that discussion. I know. The thing is that we've all been indoctrinated mm-hmm. in this country, and so it's hard to get to the point where you don't use we anymore when you're discussing the federal government. And
it
so I'm very guilty of it. I mean, I've changed my rhetoric about several things, like, you know, bad references towards women. And not, I don't see them as negative anymore. So, like, I mean, that goes into the polyamory discussion. But, I mean,
that's a whole other discussion.
So, yeah.
What were you saying
a
earlier,
lot of
though,
my rhetoric.
About allies, the U.S.
So,
allies. You think they're going to protect the United States
now,
if attacked?
Before the break, I was of the opinion that having allies helps the federal government and protects it from attacks. Now, I'm willing to concede after discussing this with you that I don't think that it helps the U.S., but
the U.S.
I
federal
do
government?
Think that the U.S. being allies with the U.S. helps other countries. I don't think people want to mess with
other
countries.
Their governments.
Right, when you say other countries,
people.
Right, you mean the governments,
yes.
Not the people.
Yeah, no, not the people.
Because I think it was important to separate those.
I mean, it kind of protects the people, because if the country isn't being bombed, then people aren't being bombed.
Well,
so I guess
you're presuming that it's the military that's protecting people. Right, and that's a common presumption. People believe that about the military. But the truth is, if the military needs to roll a tank over top of your house in order to get to some sort of strategic target of importance to them, your house is not important to them, they're going to crush your house and anyone who's inside the house at that time. They won't care.
I understand and agree with that the state is violent,
so the
and that they will stop at nothing.
The military protects the state, first and foremost. They're here to protect their installations. And, like, the state governments and the federal government.
And that's its motive, of course. And its motive, of course, has nothing to do with citizens. They don't care about us. We're just a number. But I do need to say that it is the military, our strong military. I'm sorry, the federal government. It's so hard. It's the federal government's strong military that protects other countries from being other countries' governments,
mm-hmm.
from being attacked, and
that's a jump in logic.
The
I mean,
military.
You can argue that point, but I don't know if it's necessarily true.
Well,
I mean,
the
reason why Hitler didn't invade Switzerland wasn't because the U.S. government was going to come to their aid. Everyone there is armed, and a similar statement was made. I don't know, was it one of the Japanese generals during World War II about why they didn't invade the U.S. mainland, because there was like a rifle behind every blade of grass, some sort of statement like that.
I'm
that
not,
has nothing to do with the military protecting anyone.
No. I'm not saying that in every every instance that our federal government is allies with another federal government is the reason that people don't attack them. I'm saying that it is taken into consideration by
certainly
other countries' governments.
Okay. Yeah.
I do believe that.
I'll give you that. But it sounded earlier.
I'm willing to be swayed by good evidence.
Lauren, it sounded earlier, though, like you were saying that if New Hampshire seceded from the United States, that it'd all be fine because we could rely on the United States government to protect New Hampshire.
I think eventually the New Hampshire government and the federal government would be allies.
I disagree. I think that if there's anything to fear, and I want to get Lucas back on the line here to get his thoughts on this.
It's the federal government.
Right. I'm not worried about the Chinese or the Russians or anything like that rolling in tanks. If there's anything to be concerned about, and I'm really not concerned about the U.S. either, but they're the biggest concern to me. They're the ones who are closest, and they're the ones who are most likely to be upset about New Hampshire leaving.
But isn't the reason that the Free State Project picked New Hampshire is because of the fact that it's less likely to be attacked in the case of secession.
No.
One of the reasons,
no.
I'm going to
no.
look it up, because
no.
one of
There's
I was
no,
told that one of the reasons New Hampshire was
picked.
The
Free State Project wasn't created for secession.
No, it's not a secessionist movement. I was one of the voters in the original vote for New Hampshire, and I did choose New Hampshire, and part of the reason why was because it's got international borders, which is nice. So, but that had no – wasn't even thinking about, will that make it vulnerable or not vulnerable to
attack? Yeah, the biggest
selling
point was just the small population.
Let's go – well, there are a lot of great points. No income tax, no sales tax. I mean, there's 101 reasons to choose New Hampshire, and in fact, the Free State Project website has that, and it's a great list. Go to freestateproject.org and look for in the menus the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. But, Lucas, you were upset in the last segment because you felt like you weren't getting a chance to speak, and, I want to apologize – if you felt like you're getting talked over, sometimes when a caller says something, the hosts want to respond rather than let the caller get through an entire spiel. It's just a part of conversation. So just to prove that I'm more than happy to let you continue, please go ahead.
Well, I guess there's a host of benefits that one gets from being allied with the federal government in the United States. We're friends with most of the countries in the world. New Hampshire is not. And I'm not making an argument how good or bad New Hampshire is. It's just to say New Hampshire doesn't have the resources to make contact with 180 other countries.
Who needs to?
Why would New Hampshire need to do that?
Well, maybe it doesn't, but then it suffers in world trade.
No, it wouldn't. No, the reason it wouldn't suffer.
The internet exists for a reason.
How does it get in the WTO? How does it get a vote?
Who the hell needs that?
Why would you want to get into that in the first place?
Exactly. So you don't need to, but you lose any benefits.
There's no benefit.
From being a part.
There's no benefit. Lucas, look at it from this perspective.
You can yell at me, but there is a benefit.
I don't think anyone's yelling.
The global economy. We run the global economy.
You just keep talking, so I can't even have a conversation with you, Lucas. I want to address your point about the supposed benefits.
Whatever you want. It's tiresome.
All right, goodbye. I'm tired of it. So I would have liked to have had a conversation with Lucas, but he just wants to continue talking and not allow questions to happen. I wanted to ask about what the supposed benefit is. I have no interest in the World Trade Organization. Those are a set of rules that governments follow to force, strictures on business. Look, if New Hampshire seceded, what I would like to see, and I'm not in charge, but hopefully it would be like this, I'd like to see free trade.
Yeah, voluntary exchange between free individuals. That's what I would love to see, just not in this area of New Hampshire, but around the world via the internet or anything else.
Let anyone come and sell a product. Let anyone buy a product from wherever they want. And you don't need a government to facilitate those things. If you just have an open port, and New Hampshire does have an international port, if you've got an open port, ships should be able to come in there and bring in whatever they want, and they shouldn't have to pay any taxes. They shouldn't have to pay any tariffs or whatever. They shouldn't pay import, export taxes. If New Hampshire had no import and export taxes, it'd probably be as busy is Hong Kong, as business is concerned.
It'd be a port for the entire North America, everyone bringing product through New Hampshire.
Business happens naturally. You don't need to have some federal bureaucrat facilitating business.
And if you're a business person, you're running a business that does international trade, they're going to go to where they can make the most profit, and that's going to be New Hampshire if they have independence.
If. hopefully when we have independence. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But I think the caller there, his point about fear-mongering, I think he said he wasn't fear-mongering, but he absolutely was. I think we should come back and talk about that. And your calls and thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid pre-finished hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free. And get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. enjoy the features that we share with you. We've been talking about secession, and certainly that is on a lot of people's minds, with Scotland currently counting the votes of a big, big vote today over there to possibly leave the United Kingdom. Of course, spawning discussion about secession everywhere, including the United States, and your thoughts are welcome at 855-453. Now, DrewsDefense.org is a website that's been set up to help out Andrew Michael Jones. He's a Free State Project participant, and I believe all three of us in the studio here tonight are also Free State Project participants. We've made the move to New Hampshire, but most of the Free State Project participants have not yet moved. There's the goal, the idea of the Free State Project is to move 20,000 liberty-oriented people, have them all come together to the same place. And New Hampshire was chosen. We mentioned the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire on the Free State Project website. You should check that out at freestateproject.org. And then if you love liberty, get signed up and start making plans to move here. Don't wait until 20,000. Just start making your plans to get here as soon as possible.
Best decision I've ever made in my life. Get here as soon as you can.
Seriously, this is the happiest place on earth.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Amazing. It's definitely one of the best decisions I've ever made. Arguably the best decision, and that's a pretty strong statement, Rob. So drewsdefense.org. Drew hasn't moved. In fact, he can't move. He's stuck in his parents' house on $1 million bond from the federal government. He's been accused of being one of the administrators of the Silk Road, the underground infamous drug marketplace, and he's facing the rest of his life in prison right now. He needs help. He needs his parents. They put up their retirement incomes, both of them, and they put up their house to get that $1 million bond. They don't have much left to give. So he needs people, people who support ending the insane war on drugs, people who support the ideas of liberty, anybody out there who is ready to make a stand against this crazy war on drugs. Drew is, you know, he's going with not guilty. He's taking this to court, and it's not going to be cheap. So if you want to help him with his defense, drewsdefense.org. If he is the administrator of the Silk, one of the administrators of the Silk Road, then to me, he's still a hero, because
exactly.
the Silk Road's an amazing technology that has helped bring major harm reduction to the black market. And if he's not the administrator of this, one of the administrators of the Silk Road, a.k.a. Inigo, then he's a guy who's been wrongfully accused, and he certainly should be set free. So drewsdefense.org, you can contribute via PayPal as well as Bitcoin there. We're going to continue with your phone calls, but real quick, it's interesting talking about secession when you the audience you're talking to, if they are of a liberty-oriented mindset and they object to secession, usually the reason is because they're afraid of the federal government rolling
in tanks. Which is a completely normal response.
Of course.
This has happened in this country before. There was a secession, and almost a million people were murdered. So, yes, that violence that has already happened here before.
So it's not unreasonable to expect that response from people, that fear is the basis of their response. For people who aren't so liberty-oriented, a lot of their responses are, well, the Russians or the Chinese are going to be the ones bringing troops into New Hampshire. So it's always fear. That's always the reason for not to secede.
Yes, everybody wants to go on emotional judgment.
I have no fear of some foreign power coming over to this landmass. But in regards to the United States government, the federal government, it is a fear of mine that they would be violent, but at the same time, you know, it's 2014. Everyone has cameras.
Right.
All right. All they would need is a couple of YouTube videos go viral of federal agents, you know, using drones or whatnot, you know, killing innocent people, bombing houses, that will get out around the world. I'm not afraid of something like, I'm afraid of that happening, but it would die relatively quickly if something like this really did happen, because the amount of media that would come around it.
I think that's the huge difference between now and the 1800s, right? Back then, news traveled by horseback.
Yeah.
The thing is that even if that is a legitimate fear, and that's an if that's a legitimate fear, it's still not what we need to base our decisions on. And I'm gonna go objectivist here for a moment. But if John Adams looked past fear, and he wasn't a great president, but he was definitely the coolest founding father.
Mm-hmm.
He took on independence as his thing, and he was considered obnoxious and disliked for his push for independence. And while everyone else was afraid, he stood up for it, and he was afraid. He made that very clear in
you want to
in
talk about
all
fear,
of his accounts.
They really did have British soldiers around hurting
they're
people.
We are
free because he looked past fear.
Well, I'm not free.
And he thought rationally about all of the implications of what that can mean, and freedom was more valuable to him than the fear that he felt.
And that fear was totally justified. There were people being, harmed very viciously at that time.
I argue that the fear of New Hampshire getting attacked by the federal government, if we secede, is not legitimate.
It's not as realistic. It's based on pure speculation.
Yes.
We'll go to continue with the discussion here, because I think the fear issue is what people really need to get over to embrace this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk to Frank first, though. He's in Raleigh as well. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to Talk Radio 850. Go ahead. Frank, in Raleigh?
Oh, yes. Can you hear me?
Yep, we
can
got you. Go ahead. Yep.
Hi.
Go for it.
First of all, just a brief note about one reason the Swiss don't get another reason the Swiss don't get attacked is during World War II they held everybody's gold and everybody's diamonds and wallets while they went out and kicked the living daylights out of one another, and they were buying Messerschmitts from the Germans and et cetera, et cetera. But I want to talk to that previous caller. My cousins and I managed my grandparents' farm out in Cloud County, Kansas. And a farmer has to buy everything wholesale and sell everything at retail. And I am telling you right this minute, if we could sell our corn and our millet and our soybeans on the open market without all these nefarious middlemen of the World Trade Organization, I guarantee you the coffers would be rich. And that goes for every one of the sovereign states of these United States. It wouldn't be any trouble whatsoever. And as far as I can assure you, I know here in North Carolina, we've got our own port, and we could do very much the same thing if there was an invasion from any professional army. When the dust settled, the only thing you'd find on the ground were shotgun shells, maybe a few beer cans, and a whole bunch of dead bad guys who would not make it past Wrightsville Beach.
So it sounds to me like, Frank, you're on board with the secession idea.
Yeah, and when you were talking about moving to New Hampshire, I mean, the weather down here in North Carolina is so comfortable. And when three inches of snow, the whole state shuts down. Everybody runs to the grocery store to get bread, milk, and then we sit home and run around in the snow all week. So I don't know if we'd get anything done if we moved up there to New Hampshire.
I really quickly got over that. I spent my whole life wanting to move to somewhere warm, and because I really like my allergies just don't do well with cold.
See, here's the thing: there's modern day technology. There's houses are heated, cars have heat. There's plows.
I got over it so quickly.
Because
life goes on.
It's so warm here. The heart sphere.
The community is where the warmth comes from here in New Hampshire. Frank, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. I do appreciate your call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We've got time for you. You may dial in toll-free, and you don't have to talk about secession. You can bring up whatever you want, but this is definitely the topic on the table for tonight. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You may dial in, bring up anything, though. Secession is the hot topic tonight, spawned by the discussions regarding Scotland looking to possibly leave the United Kingdom. The polling results are not in yet. There is an exit poll that unfortunately is showing 54% voting to not leave the United Kingdom. But again, it's just an exit poll. Who knows how many different polling locations they were polling at, how many people they talked to. When you're doing exit polling, you only get to talk to the people who are willing to talk to. I've done exit polls before, and you know, you try to pitch everybody walking by, hey, do you have time for a quick question? And most people don't have time for a quick question. They're going to work or going to the school or wherever it is they're going.
And those things are not very accurate. Yeah, I wouldn't rely on that.
I would say it's anyone's game at this point over in Scotland. You're welcome to share your thoughts toll-free, 855-450-FREE, and expresscoin.com is where you need to go if you want to get bitcoins or even Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. ExpressCoin is the best option for it. It's fast. It's easy. You go and get your account set up. It's very simple. ExpressCoin.com. You can buy your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, wire transfer, and even cash deposit. They make it easy, and customer service is really important over at ExpressCoin.com. Plus, it's also now available in Canada as well as the United States and to get you through the front door, to get you into this whole Bitcoin thing. If you've been waiting, you've been holding back, look, the price is down now compared to what it's been over the last couple of months. Great time to buy. And if you've been holding off, they've got a special deal. Use code FTL and you'll get up to $40 worth of Bitcoin or one of those other coins for no fee, no transfer fee, no exchange fee, 0% when you use code FTL at expresscoin.com. Now, again, that's up to $40 worth. If you go above $40, there's a 3% fee, and that's still the best fee you're going to find, I think, on the internet. So go and check them out at expresscoin.com. Rob Mathias with us here tonight, also Lauren, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl.
Yep.
And I'm Ian. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. Let's go and bring Ed on in Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
We've got you.
Yeah, I'd like to bring up an idea I haven't heard anybody talk about. It would be a new voter registration list for constitutionally limited government. The idea would be that our government now is illegal and unconstitutional, and it would need to be replaced by a legal one. And you would just start a registration list of people who would like to vote, and then they would vote kind of like a parallel set of representatives who would be legal but maybe out of power, and that would kind of address some of the situations there that people like Luke and other people are concerned about with the military, because individuals in the military do have an oath to the Constitution. And I realize that would, you know, maybe they wouldn't satisfy everybody's needs, but it would allow our government to be much more limited, and that could be run also in parallel with succession, and if we could move a more limited government in there.
Well, for me, it's not, when you say ours, that's your government, that's not my government. But my question to you is, do you really think the federal government is repairable?
No, I don't think it is repairable. I just think...
Then why push this idea?
We just start a brand new one.
So let me see if I'm clear on what you're saying here. You're saying hold an election, hold your own elections, elect representatives so they won't be in the federal government, but you want to create a competing federal government.
Well, it would be a competing government, but it would be the constitutional limited government. If enough people now think our government's illegal and unconstitutional.
Would you be using the existing constitution?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
But didn't,
but
now,
us,
I mean, don't you think Lysander Spooner was correct when he said in the late 1800s that the Constitution has either authorized the tyranny that we face, and I'm paraphrasing, or it has
been
powerless to prevent it? Don't you think that's true?
Well, I think a lot depends on how we act. Yeah,
who's
the paper itself is just a paper, but, it depends on how we act and the way we move.
So
what makes you think...
that electing new people to some sort of alternative government, that in the hopes of them getting control, I guess, would result in honest people doing the right thing. I mean, doesn't power attract the corrupt?
Yeah, I think it will, but it'll start us. It's kind of like a step backwards, really.
I don't think
it
would be a step
way back to where our government was more limited than it is now. It would be a compromise, yes.
But ultimately, it would just start getting bigger again, wouldn't it? I mean, even if you could get what you wanted, right? And that would be unrealistic because the existing federal government is humongous, and the idea that your own representatives would somehow be able to sort of take it over—I don't know how that transition would exactly work. But even if you could shrink the federal government down to 1795 size or whatever, wouldn't it just start building itself up again? Wouldn't it just, you know, aggregate more power? Wouldn't they just create more progress?
If you give men in a far-off land the right to steal from you at point of a gun, it's just going to do the same thing all over again.
Yeah, it might do the same thing all over again, but it'll also give an opportunity or a window for succession if you think that...
But, brother, you're not going to have... I mean, it seems like a real pie in the sky. It's hard enough to promote the idea of succession, right? You're saying, let's take over the federal government with whoever these people are that wouldn't be as fear-mongering or power-mongering as the existing people in the Fed. You're saying take over the federal government through some sort of process, which has not really been defined here, but to take over the federal government to allow people to secede. Wouldn't it just be easier to promote the idea of secession today and have a state vote to secede and see what happens?
Yeah, you could do both.
Well, good luck to you, Ed. I think it's a proposal. I don't know how much support you're going to get.
I'd rather just push state to secede from
you. You don't have my support on this one because I don't care about the federal government. I see no value in saving or rescuing or rebuilding it.
Now, in his defense, I would say this. I wouldn't mind seeing, not that I would even partake in a federal election because I don't support the federal government, but I would love to see a someone run for, like, actually have name recognition in a federal election, like how Ron Paul ran on an educational platform. Mm-hmm. I would love to see someone with some stature run on an educational platform in debates about secession.
Ooh, now that would be interesting.
Now, I would support something like that, but that's as far as I would go.
I think that it would be a good idea for us to maintain a decent relationship with the federal government.
Who's us?
Because
I want no relationship with them.
The New Hampshire government. And hear me out on this.
Okay.
I think that having them as allies when they're surrounding, I mean, all of our borders will be the U.S. And that's, you know.
At least until Vermont secedes.
And I've got good evidence here that I don't think that the federal government is going to attack us violently. But and eventually I want to get into that. But the point is that maintaining a good relationship with the federal government in the case of secession would be beneficial, first of all, to have them as allies and to have
Why would you want to be aligned with a bunch of thugs? I don't understand the motivation.
These people murder people around the world.
I mean, I'm not talking about a close relationship. I'm talking about keeping it peaceful. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure,
when you
let's
don't,
be peaceful.
When you
let's not shoot each other.
When you
that's
don't like a person in the room, you can either or them or whatever, or you could just have a basic conversation with them, act like everything is normal, and then just, you know, and it keeps things peaceful. You don't have to like them.
Obviously, New Hampshire was the only state to secede, they would be our neighbors, all right, the federal government. All right, and I have no problem with free trade with anyone on this planet.
Sure.
All right. But when you say ally, you would support them in an attack or something along those lines.
I use ally loosely.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about
some sort of free trade, free communications and all that jazz. I'm good with that, but I don't want to see any kind of where New Hampshire has to go to war with the United States.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about a military alliance kind of idea. So the loose.
Just lost Ed. Thanks, Ed, for the call.
Loose allies, not like I want to be your best friend. Just tolerant, open lines of communication.
I don't want a military alliance. Suggests that you would be obligated to come to their defense. I'm not interested in that.
No, I don't think we should have that close of a relationship.
I don't think there should be any relationship beyond we're not going to build a border fence on our side. And we'll hope that they don't build one on theirs.
Right. I don't want to be enemies is what I'm saying.
Sure. I don't either. But I'm also at the same time I'm not interested in entering into any kind of an agreement because they're going to want things from you whenever you want to get into an agreement with them.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
9/9 is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the freeze-dry guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The freeze-dry guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Hey, are you ready to secede from the United States?
Yes.
Because a lot of people are scared. And we can talk about the fear aspect of this, because this is really all that the anti-secession crowd has in their corner is fear, 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 because everything else is really, I mean, it looks great. Everything else about secession sounds wonderful, like more independence for people, the ability to not have to pay the federal income tax for folks anymore.
The New Hampshire Independence Foundation actually has 10 reasons to declare independence. So if you guys want to check that out, they're economic freedom, greater privacy, no bailout of corporate welfare, better schools, medical freedom, keep money in New Hampshire, children no longer born into debt, more secure, no more inflation, and greater representation.
And how about no military warmongering around the world?
That's just the top.
No blood on your hands. That's a nice, refreshing thing. So there's all kinds of reasons to leave the United States. Seems like the number one objection is, as far as to stay in the United States, is the fear that either the foreigners are going to invade or that the feds are going to invade. And I think we need to dig further into that, but also we need to get to your calls and thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The we tonight, by the way, includes me, Ian.
Rob.
And Lauren, if you're an activist girl.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Jake. He's in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hello, Jake.
Hi. So I wanted to speak to those who have been misled into believing that we need the federal government. It's simple. There's nothing wrong with cooperation among states. There's nothing that says that if these states get together and they want to defend our nation, then great. They get together, they cooperate, and they do it. We don't need the federal government overseeing us to tell us how to do that.
I like you, sir.
And if these states choose to get together to go at war with someone, then other states can opt out. They can say, you know what, we're not interested in going. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why we couldn't just do that. Some states could say, you know what, we want to go at war. We want to do this. And if those people in that state want to do that, what's the issue?
Because they're scared of thinking outside the box.
Well, there's a belief that somehow the military is this efficient bureaucracy. There's a certain set of people in the United States who believe that the military is somehow separate from all of the other rules that apply to bureaucracy. Like, we know that bureaucracy is slow, inefficient, stupid in a lot of ways. They're poor at managing money. They're just a terrible way to organize. But yet somehow when, you know, you give the bureaucrats guns and tanks, all of a sudden they become efficient, and all of a sudden they become, you know, this amazing force that can't be reckoned with. But look,
well, the military is efficient at killing people.
Are they that efficient?
No, I bet you a
group of mercenaries would be more efficient.
Look how long
people.
It took them to find Osama bin Laden.
Well, that was the point I was going to make, right? So look at Afghanistan, Iraq.
Look at this.
You know, you've got in Afghanistan, the big, strong U.S. military for years was held at bay by a bunch of ragtag group of insurgents running around from cave to cave. I mean, if you're going up against people who are defending their home turf, the defense, even if they don't have the budget, is going to have... they're going to have an advantage.
Did you see that video where the federal government's military, government's military is running from children throwing rocks at them?
Oh, wow.
It's really funny. I mean, it's really like, it's totally comical because these big, strong military men are there with their guns and everything, and there are these children just throwing rocks, and the military men are running.
At least they ran away rather than shoot the kids.
That's the only reason it's funny.
Yeah. Hey, Jake, so it sounds like you're on board with this whole secession thing. Have you talked to people about it there in Utah? What's the response you get?
Well, you know, there hasn't been much discussion here about it, and, you know, unfortunately, I know it's unrealistic. Ideally, I would like to see the federal government reel back to what it really was, a powerless branch. But realistically, is that going to happen? No.
Coming from someone who used to be a restored republic person pretty hard for a few years, there's just looking at how big this federal government is and who would take power if they try to put it back to restoring the republic and restoring the Constitution, the easier solution is just simply push for all states to secede and allow each state to govern itself.
Yeah, starting at the very beginning will lead us to where we are now. Mm. I mean, and faster, because, I mean, we have more technology now. So the government will just grow back to where it is. It's a bad idea. We need to get rid of the Constitution. The Constitution is oppressive, I mean, to say the least.
Well, it's the people that are oppressive. The document, as was pointed out by our earlier caller, it just sits there in a box. You know, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't do anything.
But the rhetoric is oppressive.
So, Jake, the thing that I would suggest would be get the conversation started. If people aren't talking about it in Utah, use the news tomorrow as an excuse to start a conversation with family or friends or whatever and start to put the feelers out. And let's talk about secession, because we can talk this into reality, right?
If
people believe that it's possible, then it is possible. If people don't believe it's possible, then it's just not possible. So the conversation gets those beliefs changing. It gets people assessing what their beliefs are in the first place. Most people have never thought about this. And so give them the opportunity to think about it for the first time and then come up with their objections and maybe answer those objections as best you can and then give them the opportunity later to think about it again.
And
Jake,
most,
thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
Most people aren't even aware that New Hampshire is given the right in its constitution to a revolution. Most people aren't even aware of that.
Most people in New Hampshire probably aren't aware of that.
Yeah, exactly. It may be unique in that. I wasn't able to find any information.
That it is unique, but I could be wrong about that.
It was the first country to rebel against the British, or the first state to rebel against the British.
I believe you're correct on that.
Yeah.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So if you're scared, okay, I get it. I get the fear, man. The federal government is a scary group of people. And the fear about the feds being the ones rolling in tanks, it's legit, right? People are afraid for a reason. There are people who've been put in prison in this country.
Just look at the force they used in Boston with the...
The Boston bombers, where they were going literally door to door.
They literally shut down the entire city with that. Yeah,
and look how they're handling things in Ferguson. I mean, that's the thing is we feel the fear. We are human. We feel the fear. But that's the thing is that we've decided to rise above that primal instinct of emotion, an emotional driven action, an emotional driven thought. And instead think about the implications and the cost-benefit analysis of us becoming a free state. If you can rise above that fear, seriously look at the cost-benefit analysis. It is so much, it weighs so much on the side of secession.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. And look at
just the money that you would keep in the state, as our caller from North Carolina earlier was pointing out. You leave the United States federal government instantly. People are no longer needing to send Social Security, income tax, whatever, corporate taxes, all this money that's just funneling into the federal government.
Not to mention all the federal regulations on businesses as well.
Right. And the trade restrictions that we were talking about earlier.
And we get these assertions. I mean, we're coming up with this information from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. So if you want to know more about that, go to nhindependence.org.
Yes,
and
great
if
group.
You go to the about and go under reasons, it's got the top 10 reasons. And all over the site, it's got amazing, incredible reasons. And you could just see that. I mean, and then think about all the reasons you don't want to secede and see if you can come up with 10. You can't.
There's no reason to stay in the United States.
There's one. Fear.
Yeah.
That's it. If you can come up with another one, please call in and tell me.
Right.
I mean, I can't think of one.
Yeah, because it's always some scary group is going to hurt us if we leave the United States.
They're hurting us now.
Well, the United States federal government certainly is hurting us now.
Right.
And the other scary groups are supposedly the Chinese and the Russians. But the whole Chinese are going to invade thing doesn't make any sense because why would the Chinese want to kill their best customer?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, the United States, people in the various different states are the ones who are buying Chinese products. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you know, I'm of the opinion, and I lack the evidence for this opinion, but I do want to say that I think that the reason that people think China would hurt us in the instance that we secede is because they think that China is hostile to the federal government. Now, if we secede, we are independent from that. And I think
that's
that
true.
It's the federal government that's pissing off China,
right?
Which is the reason that they're hostile. So why would they associate that with us? We should get free of that.
That's a great point, because if the, you know, whether it's New Hampshire or Vermont or whoever, if a state secedes, they are no longer going to be warmongering around the world. They're no longer going to have the blood on their hands, and hopefully, presumably, wouldn't be the target of terrorism after that point either, not just the scary specter of the Red Horde coming over here and invading. And it really just goes back to this fear about the Red Chinese that a lot of people in this country have that's completely baseless at this point. I mean, in China, they're having trouble keeping their own state together, let alone, invading this one. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Is gun ownership about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, or is there more to it? Oath Keepers and Rayburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.